Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Clyde Wayne Cruz. Wayne Cruz is here, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne is the Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the author of the outstanding annual report, 10,000 Commandments, an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state. It's an expose on all the damage that that our government is doing to us, and he's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Merry morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So, okay, I want to talk about something. I don't think you and I have talked about this before. In fact, I'm trying to remember if I've even talked about it on the show before, but it's something I'm very concerned about, and that's this bathroom thing, the transgender identifying as a sex, a gender other than your natural born state. And what the Obama administration is trying to do. I'm upset about this, Wayne, because this, if you remember, the gay marriage thing wound up landing on small businesses. Remember that? The photographer and the baker, those people, and I'm not taking a position one way or the other about gay marriage. I'm just saying it landed on small businesses because we don't have the ability to react to all these things, and usually the decision maker is the owner. And now we've got this transgender bathroom scandal, and in the beginning I said, you know what, this is going to wind up blowing back on some small business owner out there. And that's what upsets me about this. What do you think?
Well, this is interesting you ask that. Now we don't do social issues at CEI, but we do the regulatory state.
Yeah.
And one thing that I believe, and when we talk about free enterprise and the markets, I think markets and property rights and free enterprise go a long way to solve a lot of problems. And what occurred with the bathroom issue, though, is these public institutions, public schools, and now this has moved to college, and I think this is probably going to college dorms, there's a lot of federal money involved. And one of the issues we do work on are guidance documents coming out of the federal government in addition to just the regulations. And what happened with the restrooms and schools was guidance from Washington, a dear colleague letter from the Department of Education, Department of Justice, to these institutions saying that you ought to make these kinds of accommodations. If you don't, we may withhold funding. There was an implied threat there over funding. But in a free marketplace, and everybody's got big families and big extended families. We all have gay family members. I certainly do. And, I don't make it a gay marriage issue either, but I think a lot of tolerance goes both ways, and there are a lot of business people who will do everything they possibly can to make the accommodations that people need. You can imagine, textile firms in the South setting up, an extra restroom or gender neutral,
right,
or whatever what the ultimate resolution is, we don't know. But, the public debate was over, men in particular, just because it's going to be men, taking advantage of the situation, and going into a ladies' room and saying that they,
Don't you believe that?
I do think, Jim, that a lot, what you said is very true. If it's a mandate, see, right now they're using guidance to require public institutions getting public money.
See, guidance is a veiled threat, isn't it?
Exactly. And like you said, if you're a small business, say you're not McDonald's, but you're, Whiteford's or some, small burger joint, you're going to have a tough time if they try to move these mandates like that into the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for any kind of regulation. It's a huge burden for the small entities. And I think social changes happen. We adapt. We don't necessarily have to have force especially coming from Washington, a lot of these things could be resolved at the local level, and that's how it should be.
Well, you take a small business out there, and I'm not trying to minimize anybody's particular challenges, but you take a small business out there trying to make a go of it, and somebody makes a case against them for not providing a certain kind of accommodation, well, their other customers are much more in numbers than somebody with any particular transgender issue.
Right.
And so, you know, this is why it falls upon small business owners.
It falls on them, and it's very much the case that, you know, you got to hope that our judicial system stays rational and realizes the kind of burden that imposes. Regulation is very tough. It's already a huge burden.
But this guidance thing, folks, this was guidance. And again, we come back, I'm going to get Wayne to explain more about the guidance, as he's done a little bit in the past. We're going to get into it some more, though, after these messages, how the government is controlling us and affecting us without passing laws. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.